The following program is a production of Beach Booster Radio. Welcome, race fans. Here is local racing authority Sam Chapman with this week's race day edition of Sound of Speed, only on Beach Booster Radio.
Welcome, race fans, and this is The Sound of Speed on Beach Booster Radio, and I'm your host, Sam, here to get you set up for the Heilman's 500 from the Talladega Super Speedway just a few short hours before the engines are set to fire for 188 laps of amazing racing. Coverage is set to start at 2 p.m. on NBCSN, TSN, MRN Radio, and SiriusXM Satellite Radio. The Talladega Super Speedway puts on some of the best racing in NASCAR. Restrictor plates on the engines cut down horsepower and act as a leveler for the field, bunching these guys up in big packs to gain the effect of the draft. This means anyone can win if they survive the race. Survival will be key this afternoon. These 40 drivers will be running in tight packs, 3, 4, and sometimes 5 wide, at speeds of over 200 miles an hour for 2 to 3 hours. The big one is a crash that is nothing less than expected at NASCAR Super Speedways. The big one is known for taking out a large number of contenders and is usually caused by one driver's mistake. If it happens in the wrong part of the pack, we could lose the entire field in a single accident. Just ask Tony Stewart and Michael Waltrip about the 2012 fall race in Talladega, where the big one took out all but three cars on the final lap. This makes it a perfect place for a chase grid elimination race. Austin Dillon, Denny Hamlin, the spring Talladega winner Brad Keselowski, and Chase Elliott are currently sitting in the elimination spots in the chase grid. Dillon, Hamlin, and Keselowski can make it in with a strong finish this afternoon, but Chase Elliott, who's 25 points behind 8th place, needs to get a win, or have a good portion of the chase contenders swept up in the big one to make it through to the next round of the chase this afternoon. Here's what the winner of this race 1 year ago, Joey Logano, had to say at the beginning of the weekend.
I think that definitely helps, knowing you can win here, right? We've had a good, solid speedway program at Team Penske the last couple of years, and when you come to Talladega, you get excited about it. It's not quite like that for everybody, but for us, we get excited about speedway racing and you know, and the opportunity that presents itself this weekend. So, ready to get on the racetrack, see what we got.
Picking a winner in Talladega is nearly impossible, with restrictor plates leveling the field on power and the risk of the big one taking out a large number of contenders. It's anyone's race today. If any of the Super Speedway races so far this season have been any indication of the racing we will have today, it's going to be an exciting race. Chase Elliott, Brad Keselowski, and Denny Hamlin are guys you should keep your eye on throughout today's race. If they can keep their cars clean, they will be a major threat in the closing laps. Chase Elliott may not have a win in the Sprint Cup Series yet, but he did kick off 2016 with a win in Daytona in the Xfinity Series. Elliott desperately needs a win this afternoon to get him into the next round of the chase, and with his fellow Hendrick Motorsports teammates either already in the next round or not in the chase at all, team orders will probably have Elliott near the front of the pack. He got swept up in crashes in his first three restrictor plate races of 2016. Let's see if the rookie driver of that number 24 can turn around his luck and park it in victory lane. Joining the list of 10 other drivers, including my next pick, who got their first Sprint Cup Series win at Talladega. Brad Keselowski has 4 wins in Talladega, 6 top 5s, and 9 top 10s, including stealing the win in the spring event this year. Keselowski is one of those bubble drivers that need to run well in order to advance. And it's not the first time Keselowski has been in this exact position in this race. In 2014, Keselowski won this race, securing his spot in the round of 8. Let's see if Keselowski can repeat that performance to keep his championship hopes alive in 2016. Denny Hamlin kicked off the year with an exciting win in Daytona, bumping his teammate Matt Kenseth out of the way for the win in Turn 4 on the last lap. Hamlin sits 6 points out of 8th and just needs to run well this afternoon to advance. Hamlin has scored 1 win in Talladega, has 4 top 5s, and 7 top 10s at the Super Speedway. Keep an eye on that number 11 FedEx Toyota as the race begins to wind down. Let's hear what Chase Elliott had to say prior to the start of practice Friday.
Yeah, I think for us, you know, we're obviously disappointed the way the past 2 weeks have gone, having such strong cars over the past 2 weeks and having the ability to go and contend with some of those guys, obviously, to end like it was was disappointing. But for us, it puts us in a pretty simplistic situation for this weekend and having to have a really, really good run, if not have to win. So it's, like I said, it's a simple position that we're in, and you know, we're up for the challenge and looking forward to Sunday.
Don't forget to join me Wednesday to recap a busy weekend of racing, including more Talladega action, who will make the cut in the chase grid, Formula One, and much more. Until then, you can head on over to the Sound of Speed's Facebook and Twitter pages to keep in touch and up to speed with all sorts of motorsports news throughout the week. Before I go, I'd like to thank Beach Booster Radio. Without them, the sound of speed wouldn't be possible. Head on over to beachboosterradio.ca to listen to some great music, shows, and keep in touch with everything Wasaga Beach. Hit the podcast tab at the top of the page, where you can find the latest edition of The Sound of Speed and all the other great shows Beach Booster Radio has to offer. Be sure to check out the blog, where you can find the digital version of the Beach Booster publication, which is always great to read. You can also download the Beach Booster Radio app from the Google Play and Apple App Store for free and take Beach Booster Radio with you everywhere you go. That's about it for today. Don't forget to join me Wednesday for a full recap of the weekend's racing action. I hope you're ready for 500 miles of super speedway action as 12 drivers battle it out for the 8 remaining spots in the chase. Enjoy all the great racing in the Hellman's 500. Thanks for listening, race fans. Have a great afternoon. Let's go chase racing in Talladega.
The preceding program is a production of Beach Booster Radio. Written, recorded, and produced in Wasaga Beach, Ontario. We thank you for listening to Beach Booster Radio, Wasaga Beach's only locally owned and operated radio station. We are local. We are Wasaga Beach. We are Beach Booster.
Hi, this is Brian Smith, Mayor of the Town of Wasaga Beach, and you're listening to Beach Booster Radio.